Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who's extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of 2025 Voice of the Resident Report, what renters are really saying. Joining me by phone is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the fantastic Katie Ritter, the National Director with Widewhale. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you so much, Paul. Such a kind intro, and I'm excited to dive into the report today. And you've been such a great supporter of us and this data and these insights. So I'm excited to chat about it.
Well, this data is, I mean, there are reports that come out and from different companies around the industry, but you guys really at Widewhale take a completely different look at it, in my opinion, getting real information from residents. Let's kind of see how the sausage is made. Tell our listeners a little bit about what goes into creating a report, as well as, you know, what that data set means.
Yeah, of course. So we set out, this is our second year doing this report, and a lot of what we believe in at Widewhale is there is so much information in these free text reviews from residents across communities on Google. So yes, we can discern, you know, star ratings, average rating, are we responding to reviews? But really where the insights are in the content is being able to look at what the residents are saying and create a digestible report that says, hey, here's what we're finding. And so what we did this year, we looked at over 600 property management companies, 30,000 communities, and 1 million Google reviews in 2024. Right. And we used AI and our model. Our data science team is amazing. Shout out to Mitch. He's awesome. And he basically, we wanted to find a way to be able to measure what people are saying. So how this works is we analyze all of those reviews. Positive reviews are 4 and 5 star reviews. Negative reviews are 1 to 3 star. And what we do is we have 39 topics that come up the most in these positive and negative reviews based on, and you know, it's maintenance, communication, there's a whole list of topics, and we don't necessarily need to see the maintenance being mentioned in the review. We can use natural language processing to say, I called and they fixed the sink. That would be a maintenance review. So we can use phrases and sentences to attach to these topics. And so how we measure it, the experience is to say, okay, this topic came up in 30% of negative reviews last year. So now we have a benchmark for the average community. Maintenance is going to come up in 30% of negative reviews or positive reviews. So that's how we measured it. And I think that was really the main goal of this, is to, without surveys and designing our own process for collecting this information, we just said, okay, let's look at what's on the internet and try to discern and measure what people are saying. So the fun part about this report this year is now we have year over year data. So now we could see in 2023, here's how often a topic came up in a positive review. How did that change compared to 2024 now with this new data set? So that was the really fun part for us in this second year doing this report. Because, you know, reviews and what renters are saying, it's, you know, a million reviews. That's just plenty of data to mine through and try to make sense of.
So my question is, because I'm, saw the report you did last year, your first one, and I thought it was great. I thought it was very detailed and extensive. What did you do differently this year that you did do last year as far as to create all the data sets and so forth. There was, what did you learn from the first year that you said, hey, we need to tweak this a little bit?
Yeah, that's a great question. And really, so last year when we first released it, we released a lot of numbers. A lot of data and numbers. What we didn't necessarily dig into more is a second layer of, well, okay, staff is mentioned in 75% of positive reviews. What about the staff is positive? So I think for us this year, we, being in multifamily now for a few years and having conversations like this with you and experts in this space, we took this report, shortened it by quite a bit, and really tried to get to some storylines and insights that help tell the story of the data. So beyond just, hey, cleanliness went up in negative reviews, it's here's what happened, here's why we think it's happening, here's some things to look out for. So in this report, we really tried to put more of a storyline to some of these data points and give some opinions on why we think something is happening. And then we can additionally break down reviews based on life cycle stages. So tour, move-in, current residence, and maintenance. And so what we did this year, I talked to the team and we said, okay, for each of these life cycle stages, we can look at the topic. Let's just outline, hey, what makes a really great tour? What are residents saying in positive tour reviews that have a great experience? What's the process look like? What do they value? And we did that for each life cycle stage. So we tried to put ourselves in the shoes of a multifamily marketer or operator reading this and saying, well, what would they want to know out of this? And so that's where we changed things a little bit more and just tried to put up a little bit more of a lens on each of those life cycle stages.
We got about 3.5 minutes left in the segment. I don't want to jump into maintenance yet because that's such a big topic.
Yeah.
Where would you like to start? What was something that for the next 3 minutes of the segment that you want to talk about that was something that you thought was important that came out of the report?
Yeah. Well, I think we could start on a positive note. Last year, the first year we did this, management, as in the management company, wasn't really present in positive reviews that much. Mm. This year, they were mentioned in 20% more positive reviews. So being more visible and what we observed in the content of the reviews is they're now more facilitators of a great resident experience and being more proactive. So instead of just hearing from management when something's going wrong, they are in lockstep with all of the other operations on site. They can answer questions quickly. They're communicating. They're proactive. And so we did see this rise in positivity around management, and which I think, you know, is a testament to potentially some streamlined operations. But I think the proactive nature of management and not just being present when something goes wrong or there's a complaint played a key role here that we saw in the reviews.
Tell me a little bit about what differences you saw from year one to year two in the language, the way the language was being used.
Mm-hmm. So this was a fun part of it as well in language progression. And this, I think this is tied into management as well. But we saw in 2023, language was around speed. So it was like, you know, quickly or promptly or timely. It wasn't as specific in terms of turnaround. There was a polite appreciation for things going well. And there wasn't a lot of detail. It was just kind of general, like the team did well. In 2024, feedback got a lot more specific. So people would leave a review and say within the hour they responded, or same day, or 24 hour turnaround. So speed is certainly something that residents are valuing. And they were pretty emotional in their tone and in a good way, exuberant, you know, really excited and almost surprised at how fast things were turned around. And then they were more detailed as well with saying, you know, instead of the team was great, it was you know, I could tell that the leasing agent and management were in lockstep and coordinated, and that contributed to a great experience. So reviews are getting more detailed. I think with potentially specialized roles, those are becoming more clear, and residents are noticing and being more specific in their feedback. So the speed piece and the specificity in feedback are a couple things we noticed in terms of language changes.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here, and we're going to be right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers Water and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's plumer.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of 2025 Voice of the Resident Report, what renters are really saying. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the amazing Katie Ritter, the National Director with Widewale. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episodes of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Katie, you kind of told us how the sausage was made with the report in the first segment, and I want to jump into talking about fees, but really the topic title says it all about what you guys do, you know, what renters are really saying. And I think I've mentioned this to you before, but my father used to always tell me that it doesn't matter what you think people think. It only matters what they really think. So you know, by doing this extensive research that you're doing and going through these 1 million reviews, you're really finding out what renters really are thinking. And I think that sometimes some property management companies or on-site teams think the residents believe something that in one way, but that's not really what they believe. Is that kind of the crux of this?
Yeah, it's a great, great saying. And I think, yes, absolutely. This is, I also think there's this element of what they're saying is their truth, their lens of what they experienced, and whether it's completely accurate or not, that's also what everyone else is reading too. So it becomes their sense, the prospects or even current residents who are observing a situation or reviews online, it's also becoming their reality as well. So that's spot on. And I think what we are trying to emulate is that lens of a prospect or a current resident reading these reviews. And what are they reading? And what are they, what sense are they getting about your community through these reviews? And here are the topics that are coming up the most and are arising as issues or that are going really well. So yeah, absolutely spot on. And I think that's a big part of what we're trying to do is look at this through the lens of the folks reading these reviews, writing these reviews, and giving that information back to the operators for sure.
Let's jump into what did the report tell you about the fees that properties are charging the residents?
Yeah, so this is a hot topic that I just recently learned was a hot topic.
It was hot.
And it actually has been really interesting. I'll talk about a little bit about, we talked about this off air, but I just moved out to California and was looking for a place to live and looked at a lot of apartment buildings. And there were some that did a really great job of showing all of the fees that are included in the lease. So you have your base rent and then all of the fees added on top of it, which then increases your monthly spend by X amount. But then some buildings I had no idea. So then I would talk to them and the base rent, and then I would learn about the fees and it would be a lot more or out of the budget. So this was an interesting, just interesting to experience it as a consumer and a lot of this stuff as a consumer. And what we found in the data, so like I mentioned, we can look at different life cycle stages, tour, move-in, renewal, and we were really dialed into renewal to understand our fees coming up in renewal. Is this an issue? And we found that actually in negative reviews, rent came up 27% less of the time in renewals compared to 2023. So The rent wasn't as much of an issue, but fees increased 21% in negative reviews during renewal. So there's a lot of reasons why this might be the case, but the transparency and the surprise fees and the renewal fees and oh, by the way, we're adding this, this, and this, I think came as a surprise to a lot of renters and became an issue and is coming up in these renewals. So we found that was a key issue and a key increase. Anything that increases, over 20% is something we definitely want to pay attention to. So that came up in the renewal data. I'm curious just your take on fees in general. And I think my sense is that this isn't necessarily maybe about the fee itself, but more about how it's communicated. But I'm curious your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think nobody likes surprises. Obviously, and surprise fees. The other big topic in the industry are what people are calling junk fees. People don't think they should have to pay. So yeah, fees is a very hot topic in the industry right now, and it shows in your report. And I think that I don't know how some of the operators are using it at renewal time to possibly work some of that out with the residents so that they don't get shocked by it. But I think that's an important thing for them to consider. So let's move on real quick to what did the report show about the touring experience?
So the tour experience, largely we highlighted, here are the three things that really come up the most. And this was the case in 2023, but staff and on-site teams continue to be the number one driver of a great tour experience. I mean, I know there's a lot of talk about self-guided tours and things like that. We find that the folks leaving reviews are the ones that had great experiences with someone on site. So that continues to be the number one topic there. And I think as roles get a little more specified on site, mentions of, you know, tour guides specifically and their professionalism, knowledge, and ability to personalize the experience also came up. So we talked about a language shift, you know, getting granular with here's exactly what went really well and here's what contributed to a great tour experience. So I think that last piece of ability to personalize the experience is a big one. And they really see that that role is a really memorable part of their experience before deciding to lease in a building. Another piece is, which probably isn't shocking, is number two is communication. It's improving overall, just in general across all life cycle stages, but zooming in on the tour stage, it certainly is more of a hot topic. So it's not just about showing the unit. It's about answering the questions, building trust, showing up, you know, if someone books a tour, being there on time, sending reminders, communicating where to go, where to park. And so all of that plays a big role in creating a great tour experience. And then the third piece of this that we observed are really amenities are a hook. So they come up in almost 17% of positive tour reviews. This is up not a whole lot, but 2% from 2023. And they're not necessarily just saying, oh, and kind of the shift from 2023 is they're not just saying, oh, you have a gym, great. They're getting more granular and saying, well, how do you maintain it? How do I access it? How do I, you know, how crowded does it get? And they're just getting more specific with not necessarily checking the box, but getting granular with well, what is this going to be like when I'm a resident? So that's all coming up more in those reviews.
And I'm curious, from a tour standpoint, were there anything that you picked up on a negative standpoint of things that surprised you or that you didn't think about?
Yeah, an interesting kind of drop. There's kind of a couple ways we think about this is with specific topics, you know, you want to either reduce their mentions in negative reviews or increase their mentions in positive reviews. And unit condition is one of those interesting ones where it could go either way. So you could have positive mentions of the unit condition was great. Everything looked really good. And in 2023, these were mentioned in positive reviews about 10% of the time. This dropped slightly by 2% in 2024. So, I mean, again, not a huge drop, but people are commenting less on the unit condition. So that's something perhaps to pay attention to, you know, as whether you're showing units, I think there's issues there, showing a different type of unit, things like that. That showed up less than positive. And we kind of, we'll get into maintenance on the next, segment, but this also comes up in tours as well in terms of maintenance and unit condition and things like that for sure.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here.
Yeah.
And then we'll come right back with more of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Welcome to the future of property management with Two Dots, the revolutionary platform that transforms how you verify income and identity while stopping fraud in its tracks. Manual reviews are slow, error-prone, and risky. Two Dots automates verification with advanced AI that instantly detects fake documents, and our team handles the follow-ups so your leasing agents don't have to. Save 1.5 hours per applicant, minimize legal risk, and unlock up to $300 in additional NOI per unit annually. But don't take our word for it. We'll test all of your previous applications for fraud free in just 15 minutes to show you what you missed. Say goodbye to bad debt and hello to smarter, faster leasing with Two Dots. visit us at twodots.net. That's TWODOTS.net, and see for yourself today.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Managing multifamily assets shouldn't mean juggling platforms and drowning in emails. Meet DeskFirst.com, your all-in-one solution. Showcase available units with stunning virtual desktops, complete with virtual tours and floor plans. Empower your teams with real-time collaborative workspaces. Keep investors engaged with sleek, custom-branded portals and onboard residents faster with intuitive, personalized portals for everything from lease access service to service requests. Affordable, easy to use, built for multifamily. Go to DeskFirst.com to close deals faster, engage others better, and manage your assets smarter.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network, and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of 2025 Voice of the Resident Report, what renters are really saying. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the fabulous Katie Ritter, the National Director with Wide Whale. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Econserve, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Plumber, boost your bottom line with custom-built utility allowance models. Zintra, a seamless security solution designed to solve the everyday problems of shared property access. Zintra is the convergence of exceptional security and convenience. And Two Dots, the only true all-in-one fraud prevention and underwriting solution for multifamily, trusted by six of the NMHC top 10. So, Katie, we've kind of been holding off till this segment to talk about the elephant in the room, I think, for most people, which is the maintenance function at properties, which seems to catch a lot of accolades as well as a lot of grief. And I'm sure your report showed some insights into that. Talk a little bit about what the report showed on maintenance.
Yeah, this continues to be the problem that we're trying to solve, and it's the most consequential topic. So maintenance is the number one driver of a negative resident experience in what we see in the data. So in 2023, it was also the number one topic, and this year the complaints have increased 6.3%. So it continues to be a challenge. However, on the flip side, it's also the number three topic in positive reviews. So when we see topics that are in the top five for both positive and negative, it's just a really make or break experience for residents and one to really pay attention to. So in terms of the positive reviews, you know, residents want quick fixes, skill, professionalism, and proactiveness. You know, I talked a little bit about the speed and the language shift. I think they want fixes quickly. They want to be communicated with about those fixes. Getting a little bit more granular into this topic, we observed that cleanliness complaints are actually like skyrocketed up that list. They're up 17% year over year, and now have moved up to the top 5 in negative reviews when last year they were outside of the top 10. So this is common areas, it's units, it's just general upkeep of the property. And we saw that that really, really increased this year. So, you know, we're not entirely sure why, but I think beyond just someone's own unit and getting something fixed there, I think the general maintenance of the property and cleanliness is something that people are paying attention to and really, really diving into. We also observed one of the things that we saw, and this gets into the granularity of these reviews, is residents are now just using reviews to document their experience, and it just looks like a public case log of a service request. Yeah. So they'll say, I heard back and they told me it was going to be fixed by Friday. No one showed up. I didn't have, you know, nothing happened. And so responsiveness to maintenance requests is there. People are saying we're getting a response, but the follow through is really not what's happening. We're I think now with communication and AI, we can get back to people really quickly, but it's the on the ground operations that are not quite matched up with that yet. So that's what we observed in the language as well, was it's not about not being heard, it's being heard and then nothing happening and not being understood on that front.
Is there a point in maintenance on the negative reviews besides the cleanliness aspect, but as far as the communication or lack of communication or the general lack of general response or prompt response, what are you seeing there?
Yeah, I think it's the speed is really what showed up. The speed to fix really is kind of that communication piece. So they're saying, you know, we heard this. And in positive reviews, they're like, they were on it within a day, or they were on it within, you know, when they said they would be. But I think what's missing in those negative reviews is that piece of follow through. I will say that we talked a little about management too, but in maintenance reviews, management is coming up more in positive reviews. And I think what this looks like, and kind of goes to your question of communication, is typically, I think what we observed was management is now facilitating maintenance. Whether before it was maintenance was kind of on their own, it's like, oh, well, you have to get in touch with this person to get an answer. Residents were able to call management and get an answer because everything was visible and they knew the timing and they were able to answer those questions. So I think there's positivity and comfort in knowing that they can pick up the phone and call anyone at the property and they'll have an answer because there's a broader system in place to get things fixed. So we saw management rise a little bit in maintenance as well to help with those fixes.
What are some of the positive things that you picked up from the report as far as the maintenance staff themselves? Were there any comments of, you know, obviously I would think something like friendliness or they're uniformed, mm-hmm. or, you know, things like that. Were you able to pick up anything that would be helpful for people?
Yeah, definitely. So the staff, you know, continues to remain a key piece in positivity, but generally they're commenting on helpfulness, friendliness, professionalism. I think what's interesting is some of those topics have dipped in positive mentions. And I wonder, the reason I kind of think that this might be happening is because either people just aren't interfacing with them and they just do the fix while they're not home, so they're not necessarily face-to-face with them. But we found an increase in customer service mentions. So they felt like on the whole, whether they interacted with staff or not, that they felt like they were being served and they were being treated well by the entire system. So we did see a slight increase in customer service mentions during the maintenance portion of it. and which I think leads to some of that operation systems. It's not just one person responsible for fixing this. There's a whole system here that they can see and is a little bit more visible.
We've got about 2 minutes left. I'm kind of looking at the report right now, and in the positive reviews, customer service looks like it's up 8.1%. Is that customer service as a whole for the team, or is that just related to maintenance?
Yeah, so that's up 8 as a whole in positive reviews. But then, yeah, specifically drilling into maintenance, it's up slightly 2% compared to 2023. So, yeah, it's certainly something that is on the rise, which is great in those positive reviews. And I think the takeaway here on maintenance is the follow through. The themes are generally the same, but I think what's really key is following through on timelines, what you say is going to happen, and when we see those complaints come up, when that follow through isn't there.
We've got about a minute left. I'm curious. It may not have shown anything in the report, but you know, when you talk to property management companies and folks, they always have a tough time finding good maintenance people to work.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. There's turnover there.
Yeah.
Was there any mention of any of that turnover or anything in the report?
Turnover, no, but I do wonder if that is contributing to the slight dip in specific staff member mentions and specific commentary on people. That's actually a good point of I wonder if that's contributing to that, because, we didn't see any specific mentions on that, but I would imagine, yeah, that certainly has to do with the follow through and complaints about, okay, we got a response from the system, we got a response from the communications and management, but no one showed up to fix this yet. So I think we're definitely probably seeing some turnover frustration in that piece of it for sure.
Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Smart is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Is your multifamily property still on clunky mechanical locks or managing multiple systems for electronic locks? There's a better way to manage your property's access. Zintra is a single system to manage unit, perimeter, and amenity spaces for your multifamily property. Zintra is designed for property and maintenance staff who are overwhelmed and need a system that works from the leasing office to on the go with the Zintra mobile app. Whether you're a leasing agent handling a move-in, a property manager generating reports, or maintenance staff accessing a work order, Zintra will handle your access needs simply and securely. Zintra is paired with Schlage's world-class line of hardware and is now the first to be able to offer Resident Key in Apple Wallet as a solution for tap-and-go entry to all access points on your property with an iPhone or Apple Watch. With Zintra, you don't have to sacrifice between a world-class experience for your residents and decreasing the workload on your staff. Zintra is quick, simple, and secure enough to handle all your multifamily property's access needs. To get started, visit Zintra.co, Zentra.co, Zintra.co, or contact your Allegion representative.
Still using the Public Housing Authority's utility allowance? Plumbers, Water, and Energy Efficiency Team can develop a custom allowance model to boost your bottom line and help pay for upgrades. Plumber partners with affordable housing providers across the country. With over 1,000 successful custom utility allowance models, they know how to make the business case for efficiency. They can also help you with green building certifications, upgrades, and more. Learn about their no-risk guarantee and how they can help you at plumber.com. That's P-L-U-M-M-E-R.com.
We're back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, powered by the Multifamily Media Network and coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of 2025 Voice of the Resident Report, what renters are really saying. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a wonderful supplier partner to the multifamily industry, the awesome Katie Ritter, the National Director with Wide Whale. I do want to take a moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Katie, in the report, there are a couple of things that I saw that I know is of interest to me and that I hear comments about from people from time to time. That the first one is safety and security. What did the that's a really important thing in when you're living in a multifamily property. What did the report show about that?
Yeah, it's really important. And this is a topic that in 2023, when we did it the first time, we noticed was really came up in a lot of negative reviews. So it was a driver of negativity. And it's one of those things that you don't necessarily, and we thought, you know, you don't notice this until something goes wrong. So this is an area where we encourage people to limit the negativity here because it comes up more often in negative reviews. However, this year we did see a slight uptick, almost 3.5%. increase in positive reviews. It's still not, it's not necessarily in the top 20 of topics, but we did see a slight increase in those positive reviews, meaning people are noticing it more. There's potentially more proactiveness about, you know, whether it's lighting in the parking lot, adding an actual person to the property, door access, all of that working properly. And so we saw this slight uptick in positive reviews for safety and security, which is really encouraging. On the flip side, we also see this continue to be a really consequential piece of negative reviews. So safety, it's the number six driver of negative reviews, negative experience, more than pricing, more than billing, more than rent, parking, pests. And it increased slightly, 1.4% compared to 2023. So while to me this says that it's a topic that is coming up just more generally in both positive and negative reviews that people are valuing and paying attention to. So I think with this people in just want a safe, quiet place to live. And so we do see this increase in those negative reviews when they notice that if that's not the case, you know, the door is, the access is broken, anyone can get in, the gate, you can open it. And so things like that tend to come up with safety and security.
So another thing that stuck out to me, and this is a problem with multifamily properties because there's multifamilies living on a property that's neighbors. Talk a little bit about what the report said about neighbors.
Yeah, this is another interesting one. And where we saw this had a big swing. So neighbors in 2023 came up a lot during positive renewal reviews, and people talked about wanting to live among, you know, kind, respectful neighbors. It actually dropped in 2024 by 8% in positive reviews. So it dropped in topics that are driving a positive experience, and an increase, actually almost 5%, in negative reviews. And it's the number 7 negative topic behind safety and security. So this, again, your neighbors, when they're quiet and you can all live in peace, not really something to write home about. This is an expectation. And I think when we're seeing this rise in negativity is when those expectations aren't missed. And so disruptive neighbors are increasing in relevance and driving that negative experience. And so, again, it's right behind safety and security in terms of negative topics, and it's in the top 10. So something to pay attention to. And I know getting, like you said, you're living with a lot of different people, being cohesive there and respectful neighbors, but it seems to be a little bit of a rise in negativity this year compared to 2023.
Yeah, we got about a minute and a half left before we transition. Wanted to say that one of the things that I've noticed over the years is that, you know, multifamily properties have a bad rap for the fact that it's very difficult to create a sense of community amongst your neighbors. Was there anything in the report that where there were some positive things about how maybe some that a particular property was creating community?
Yeah, definitely. Community we saw in positive reviews mentioned in 10% of positive reviews. And so this, when it's there, and this is in the top 10, so this is actually up 3.8%. And I think this shows up in a lot of different ways. It's neighbors, but it's also staff on site, it's maintenance staff, it's, is this a place where I can, you know, feel comfortable and connected? And so we find that particular topic when it's intentional and when management teams are paying attention to it and trying to cultivate it, it's noticed and people will talk about it in their positive reviews and positive experience, and helps drive a great experience is creating that sense of community. If it's not there, we don't see it come up in negative reviews as much. So people aren't writing negative reviews. I don't feel connected. It's the number 31 topic in negative reviews. So it's not, it's one of those things where if you're intentional and you create it, it shows up, but it's not necessarily people are saying, you know, I'm moving out because I don't, they're not necessarily complaining about that aspect of it.
Okay. Well, I want to transition this to something else, but I do want to let our listeners know this is a fascinating report. It's an annual report, second annual one. It's a 30-page report. It's very comprehensive. There will be a link to be able to download a copy on our episode page of this website, as well as a link to the Wide Whale website, where I'm sure you can pick up a copy of it, too, free of charge. It's something that you really, if you're in property management, you ought to read this report and get a good understanding of how people really think. But let's transition and talk a little bit about Wide Whale and the Wide Whale story. To me, it's a fascinating story because you didn't start in multifamily, but talk about that and what you're doing now with Wide Whale and how you're helping individual communities that are clients of yours to work with getting this great information.
So we actually were founded in 2017 and we started in automotive. So we are an online reputation management company and we help businesses get more reviews from their clients and customers on Google and other sites. And then we also help manage and respond to them as well. That's really our core functionality. And we started in automotive. Our founder and CEO has spent his career in digital marketing for dealerships. And we had been focused on that. And then we heard from a company, you know, BH, outside of automotive, who was looking for solutions outside of the industry. And that was really our entry point into multifamily, was supporting BH. You know, it's, I think automotive and multifamily isn't something you initially draw a connection to. But if you think about it, rent and your car, the two biggest line items in your monthly financial statement. So as we think about considered, we use the term considered purchases, the voice of the people who have experienced that service or lived there or bought from the dealership is so important. So that was our entry into multifamily. We've been in it for about 3.5 years now, and it's been a really fun industry to grow into and get to know. And so we've had tremendous success in supporting clients there, and it's been great. And to be able to do research like this and report out and be on shows like Earth Paul has been really fun. So yeah, that's how we got our start and where we are today. And where the goal here is, yes, help get more reviews. We haven't formally announced this, but a little hot take, and you heard it here first, we're launching our survey product soon. So internal surveys to be able to give even more insights and match this. But really the goal is to, yes, help with your online reputation, help with your surveys and resident experience, but be a true partner in interpreting that data and giving it back to you in a way that is actionable, that you can measure over time and really, really dive into to create change.
And if someone wants to reach out to you or to Widewell, what's the best way for them to do that?
We're widewell.com, WIDEWAIL. There's a contact form there, or, you know, my email directly. Happy to chat about anything, the report, the data, any questions. My email is katie@widewell.com. So katie@widewell.com.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Katie, so much for being on the show. Want to have you back again soon, but also we'll do this every year. Our listeners want to know what's going on in the industry, and you guys certainly are able to lend some great insights into that through this comprehensive report. And as I said, it's available. It'll be available on our website on the episode page for this episode. So thanks so much for being here, and we will be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.